Hi there. If you think about it, life is like a storybook. We're born, we live our lives, and we die. It's kind of like that proverbial beginning, middle, and ending that we're taught in essay class. This struck me over the past week, whilst taking care of my ailing, octogenarian mum. Sorry guys, you'll have to guess her actual age. Mum recently came home from hospital after suffering a stroke and a stroke and a seizure. Right after Christmas. Yup. 2020 still managed to have one cruel last laugh at our expense, just before it faded away. Whilst caring for her at home, I've been taken back to my early mum days by her inability to walk, her need to be bathed, changed and fed mushy food, her baby-like words, singing to her, tucking her in, and even synchronizing my sleep patterns with hers. Isn't life funny that way? The grand dame who nurtured and cared for me, my siblings and her high school students long, long ago, is now totally dependent on us. It really makes you think. I love my mum down to my very soul. So, although it's hard, I'm glad that I can take care of her. Mum's recovering from a stroke, and Dad's living with Alzheimer's. Two things we never thought we'd have to deal with. People always say that although it's easy to get preoccupied with your career, parents should cherish the years when their kids are little, because they grow up so fast. Now, in telling you to cherish your parents' healthy years, despite how busy your family life might be, this is especially important after you give them grandkids, because life is short, and its circle must be closed. Never has the saying once a man, or adult, twice a child ever held so much meaning for me. So that's my advice for you today. Cherish your little cutie pies, and cherish your parents. They really are a blessing. Thanks for listening, Donna. P.S. Please comment below to tell me what you think about this post. If you like it, don't hesitate to spread the word using the social share buttons below.